Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. We want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Holy Spirit, I come to you. I choose to walk in obedience and faith, as these are your requirements for receiving your abiding presence. You flow freely when we live in love, unity with others, and when we seek to build others up. We choose to be diligent to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We will let people lay hands in the bond of peace. Holy Spirit, come. You drew us unto salvation. You grant us intimacy with God. You make us a temple of God. Holy Spirit, we seek all your works in our lives. Please indwell us, fill us, flow out from, and pour yourself out upon us. We consciously welcome you into our hearts at a point of salvation. We were baptized by you at a point of time. We yielded our outer faculties from self-control to your control and asked for and sought your empowering. You renew us each and every morning. Your daily filling requires a constant yielding of our hearts and souls to you, which we choose to do. We desire for you to flow out through us, empower us from within. We desire that you pour out upon us through your various workings. You gave victory over sin as well as victory over sickness, disease, and the devil. Truly, your power set the captives free. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. We will not grieve you through our words, through grumbling, careless words, angry or unbelieving words. This causes you to fight against us and open the doors for evil spirits to enter. They produce conflict between others and us, as well as fear, deception, enticement, and false rumor. We will only love and speak words edifying for the need of the moment. We choose to believe in your in-working power in our lives. We will not speak against you or disregard you. We will play anointed music to provide an inviting resting place for you to dwell. We abide in you and you abide in us. We are careful to walk in unity with others in the body of Christ as you flow where there is unity. Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. Holy Spirit, we see you. You are the dove that rested upon Jesus. You are the wind that blows. You are the breath of life within us. You are the river that flows through our hearts. You are the fire of God that rests upon our hands and that purifies us. You are the light that shines in our mind, anointing our reasoning. You are the oil of blessing that is poured out upon us. You are the cloud of glory that descends from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can see you. Holy Spirit, you show us things. You disclose the Father to us as we listen to your voice and live tuned to your thoughts, pictures, and emotions. You grant us visions of heaven and draw us into dialogue with angels. You grant us dreams and the ability to interpret them. When we ask you to show us things, your picture light upon the eyes of our hearts, and we find ourselves seeing those things you have chosen to reveal to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the effortlessness through which your revelation comes to us. Holy Spirit, come show us things. Holy Spirit, give us your thoughts. We will let you illuminate our mind with revelation through spontaneous thoughts. We will tune away from our own calculated reasoning, fix our eyes upon you, and tune to your indwelling, flowing rivers. We set your words as spontaneous thoughts which light upon our hearts and minds as we are in your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can hear from you. Holy Spirit, tell us what's on the heart of God. You encourage us to hear the voice of the Father. He reveals the depths of his wisdom to you, and you then speak to our spirit, so we are taught by you. Holy Spirit, we pray continuously for a flow of divine revelation from you. Holy Spirit, you make us wise and understanding. You grant us words of wisdom and knowledge. Holy Spirit, fill us up with your will, wisdom, and understanding. Holy Spirit, we feel you. We feel your presence, your likeness, your peace when we are in your will. We sense unrest when we are not in step with you. Holy Spirit, we desire to follow the leading of your peace. Holy Spirit, let us always feel you. Holy Spirit, you release in us God's emotions. We rejoice in you, Holy Spirit, and you come for us. You fill our hearts with joyful melodies, singing and laughter. You give us a reverence towards God and hatred towards the things he hates. You give us God's compassion towards the lost and the hurting. You give us an inner desire to obey God's laws. Your presence within us is the down payment of what we shall experience in heaven. Holy Spirit, let us feel God's emotions. Holy Spirit, you guide us. You give us knowledge to know the future. You tell us what to do. You direct our path. You warn us of wrong paths and danger ahead. Holy Spirit, lead us, we pray. Holy Spirit, you anoint our tongue. You give the words to speak when we stand before kings. Put anointed words on our tongues all the time, especially in difficult situations. Grant us the ability to prophesy, to speak and sing in tongues, and to speak with a power and boldness that comes directly from you. When we pray in tongues, our spirit is speaking with God and our mind is out of the way. Holy Spirit, anoint our tongues. Holy Spirit, you anoint our minds. When you anoint our minds, we have the mind of Christ. So we worship in spirit and put no covenants in the flesh. You anoint us with divine flow of thoughts. As we yield our minds to you, you anoint our reasoning, allow us to reason along with Almighty God. We choose to yield our mental faculties to you, Holy Spirit, and allow the flow of your thoughts, pictures to guide our reasoning process rather than us guiding our reasoning process. For apart from you, we are nothing, but with you, we are all things. We shall meditate in our heart, Holy Spirit. Come anoint our minds. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hearts. You stir up our hearts and impress us to do things. You bring things to our remembrance. You lead us each step we take. Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our hearts. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hands. You anoint our hands with your power to heal the sick and to cast out demons. You anoint our hands with skill in all kinds of craftsmanship. When we yield our hands to you and ask to receive your flow, your anointing, we are amazed at what our hands can do. We can feel your power, heat, and energy tingling in our hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our hands. Holy Spirit, you make us creative. You give us with divine creativity. You make all our words life-giving. Holy Spirit, we yield to your creativity. Holy Spirit, you release your personality to us. You radiate your attributes to flow through our hearts. There is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control as long as we live tuned to you, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, you release in us the power to be holy. We are not adequate in ourselves. Our only adequacy is through the working of you, Holy Spirit. You make us strong. We are covenant of your power within us rather than our own strength. We realize our whole life come about as a result of your working. When we are weak, we ask you to meet us, and you do, transforming us from weakness to strength. We put our confidence in you and not in ourselves. We keep our attention fixed on you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, and your life in and through and upon us. We worship in spirit and put no covenants in flesh. You cut evil, weakness, pain out of our hearts and gave us a new heart and a new spirit. Holy Spirit, be the Holy One within us. Holy Spirit, you release the power of God to us. You make us bold, powerful, just, courageous. You cause us to act with your power and authority. You manifest yourself through the gift of faith, gifts of healing, the ability to do creative miracles and to discern the presence of evil spirits and to cast them out. As your power is displayed, your kingdom comes forth in that place. We expect to walk in your supernatural power and gifts. Holy Spirit, empower us, we pray. Holy Spirit, let your words flow through us in anointed preaching. We tune to your flow as we prepare, as we preach and teach. We speak that which you are speaking, not our own words. When we do this, what we say is authenticated by your divine power. Holy Spirit, come and anoint our words. Holy Spirit, come authenticate this preaching with your power. You do not want our preaching to be in word only, but demonstration of your power. You authenticate the preaching of your words with signs and wonders, such as casting of demons, healing the sick, setting free those who are oppressed by the devil. We do these miracles by hearing what you're saying and then stepping out in faith and acting in obedience to your words. Holy Spirit, come authenticate the release of your words. Holy Spirit, you sanctify us for life work. You commission us, watch over our life mission, and guide and empower us to complete our life's destiny. You bless us and our descendants. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, you tend us. You carry us to places and show us things. You grant us access before the throne of the Father. You let us see the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. You let us see cities and peoples and needs that are great distance from where we live. You are not bound by time and space, Holy Spirit. When you are with us, Holy Spirit, you are in us. We choose to live seeing, hearing, and sensing you. Holy Spirit, you are our life. Your ways are better than ours. Your thoughts are better than our thoughts. Your wisdom is far better than our wisdom. Your power is far greater than ours. Thus we say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame.
Oh, I know.
Hallelujah. We bless Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We worship you.
Hallelujah. Good evening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good evening, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to the day and the last day of when eagles gather. And today we have Pastor Madeline Clark. And we're looking forward to what the Spirit of the Lord is going to speak through her this evening. We're excited to have each and every one of you with us this evening. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto each and every one of us this evening in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu, and this is I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. The theme is again is when eagles gather. The scripture is as an eagle stirs up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. Deuteronomy 32, verse 11 to 7. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, Almighty God. Lord, we praise you, we worship you, we glorify your holy name. Thank you, Lord, that you brought us from the first day of this conference to the fifth day. We thank you, Lord, for what you started, and we know that you always bring it to completion. We thank you, Lord, for souls that were touched. We thank you for those that will be here this evening, oh God. The Lord, for manifesting your glory in every area of our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, your loving kindness, oh God. Father, we thank you and we bless you, oh God. We thank you for the impartation of the other speakers, oh God. We bless you, oh God, and we praise you, oh God. And so, Father, we thank you for your handmaiden, your daughter, oh God, Pastor Madeline. We know that beyond shadow of doubt that you are using her mightily in the kingdom of God. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless her exceedingly, abundantly, above all that she can think or ask of. Bless her ministry in the name of Jesus, Lord. We call for enlarge her territory, oh God, the ministry territory, her territory, oh God. Establish every work of her hands, oh God. Shield her with your favor, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the fruitfulness. We thank you, Lord, for glorifying herself, yourself in her life, in her ministry. We thank you for her family, her children, her grandchildren. We thank you for all those that are connected to thank you, Lord, for this anointed, mighty woman of God. Oh, Father God, let your living waters flow through her, oh God. Father God, whatever you have placed in her, oh God, hallelujah, oh God. Oh, we thank you that we can drink, oh God, what she pours out that comes from you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you for Pastor, oh God. We praise you for her and her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We appreciate her as a gift to the body of Christ. Oh, Father, we bless you. And we pray for those that are here. Oh, God, we pray for the impartation. Oh, God, we pray that their ears will be open in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that those seeds, the word will be rooted, oh, God, in the name of Jesus and bear fruit in due season, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we just want to bless you and praise you. We pray, Lord, also for those that are that might not know Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. We pray that they come into that saving knowledge and receive Jesus, that the Holy Spirit move upon their hearts to receive Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. And those who have backslidden, oh God, we pray that they will come back into the sheepfold in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that the Holy Spirit will touch their hearts, oh God, and move within them, that they will come back into the kingdom of Almighty God. Oh, Father God, Spirit of the living God, move in our midst. Oh, move in our midst, Holy Ghost, move in our midst. Oh, take preeminence in this service, oh God, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, we need you every second, every minute. Oh, Holy Ghost, we cannot make it without you, Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Spirit of the living God, for your presence. For in your presence there is fullness of joy. Father, we give you all honor, all glory. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to introduce you to Pastor, hallelujah. Pastor Madeline Clark has been serving the people of God and ministering his word for over 30 years. She was fire baptized, saved, and filled with the Holy Ghost in August of 1985 at New Day Way of the Cross Church under Bishop Miles Meredith. This is where her ministry and foundation and growth began. Pastor Clark was licensed and officially ordained as a minister in December of 2001 under the leadership of Pastor Michael Ark Dogma, founder of Crusaders Ministries International. In July of 2008, she was licensed and ordained as elder under the leadership of Pastor Melvin Thompson II, founder of True Worshippers Ministry. Finally, in June of 2011, she was installed as pastor of Zion Agape Fellowship, incorporated by the late pastor and founder, Pastor Gloria Jenkins. Pastor Madeline Clark has studied under Dr. Chris and Carol Green, founders of Fruitful Life Ministries. She has successfully completed the Community Care Ready Responder training as of December 14, 2016, and has also become an innovative leadership life coach on July 16, 2018. Her ministry experience includes, but are not limited to usher board, president, pastoral personal assistant, serve on board of directors, Director of Pastoral Care, Director of Finance, Assistant Counselor, and Adult Sunday School Teacher. She has also served on various auxiliaries in the church, including evangelism and outreach, worship team, hospitality, and ministry of health, as well as prison ministry. She is currently a client specialist at Shalom House Homeless Shelter, where she provides life skill classes and life coaching to women making their transition. Pastor Madeline Clark's passion is to help hurting and rejected women become born again in Christ so that they can be the strong women of God that they are called to be. She assists them by helping them to focus on spiritual growth and development needed to overcome their past. She is a natural nurturer who herself has had to overcome a lot and can identify with almost anyone she comes in contact with. Her goal is to minister the love of Almighty God to all that she may receive, that all that they may receive emotional healing and restored faith in Him. Hallelujah. I've been known Pastor Madeline for a couple of years, and we're on the Sunshine Group on Fridays. Also Mary, and we have a great time, a great woman of God, and we're so honored to have her here this evening in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to open the line for Pastor Madeline. Hallelujah. The line is open.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Apostle Marco, and my greetings to Apostle Irving. I just thank God for this great opportunity. I'm very humbled to come in and just wind up. I've been hearing such great words, such great teaching all through the week. It's just been so wonderful. Really isn't much for me to talk about the angels, so we're going to be concluding. But there are some points here that God has shown me, so I just want to focus on them a little bit. So from the scripture, we understand now that Jesus,
conference recording started.
Jesus Christ is the body around whom the eagles, the church, God's faithful people, congregate for our Savior, Jesus Christ, to return. We wait in patience and in defense of the word for his coming. And we are growing and growing in him. When eagles gather, and even the eagle spirit in the people of God's church, of God's body, there is something great about to happen. Or there is something happening now. And in order for us to really understand, there are things that we have to do to have that eagle spirit that we need to have, because eagles are very brave. Eagles, they run into their prey. They don't care. They run away from nothing. And God created those eagles for his glory, just like he created us for his glory. And they fly very high. They're very proud. They fly up high, closer to God, for his use, because they understand that they represent too his God, his handiwork, God's handiwork, just as we are. God loves us so much, and we are so special to God. He continually tries to help us and send us word or mention us to people, or someone prays for us, or even in the ministry of listening. And we thank God for that. Deuteronomy 32:11 is part of a song that God instructed Moses to teach the Israelites. In this song, God compares his care for his people to that of a mother eagle who spreads her big, strong wings to cover her young and to carry them out of danger. And in Deuteronomy 31:19 speaks of that. And we need to understand as God's people that there are certain traits that we must have that the eagle has. Then there's over 60 breeds of the eagle. There are only two found in the United States and Canada. And the one is a national eagle, and that's the bald eagle. Now, he is not bald, but he has white hair. So it was bale, I think is the Greek word for it. And so it means bald. So that's why he is called the bald eagle. And we see in the scriptures that he is God's encouragement to us and to the other birds for increase. We, like them, were made for God's pleasure and to use as he purposed us. Eagles fly very high above other birds, closer to God in Exodus 19:4. And that's because they don't hang around like the other leaders have talked about. They don't hang around trash. They don't hang around junk. They don't eat dead meat. Now, what does that say to us? God wants us to come up higher in him because we are very, very special to him. He made us just a little lower than the angels in Psalms 8. The devil says, why are you so mindful of man? You crowned them and robed them in your glory. He can't understand that, but he was already up there with God. He should have known better. So that's why he always tries to put up the spiritual battle against us because he can never go there. So he always tries to take everybody he can with him down to hell. But we know that God has given us the ability through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and his sweet Holy Spirit. He has given that. He said, not only have I died for you and washed away all your sins and everything, but I leave my spirit in you so that you can maintain life, that you can defend my honor. And when we see the eagles spread out real wide and they're in a nice glide, they're like happy and maybe even waiting on or hearing from God. But they have a beautiful glide. They don't bend, they don't fold or anything. And we have to be like that. God wants us to grow to that. And he gives us those abilities to be able to do that. And we thank God. But if there's any fall or any failure, it's not with the eagles. It is with us. Because God gives us everything that we need to fly high in him, to have that eagle spirit. The eagles, male and female, they build their nests together, and they build their nests high, high up, away from everything else. Always one of them there hovering over their eaglets while the other one goes get food. God is always with us. He has the Holy Spirit with us in everything we do. He's Emmanuel. He's with us at all times. And he lets us know, don't fear anything because I'm with you. My spirit is in you. I will not allow you to be taken over by the enemy because I'll make you aware always of his devices. We need to have that eagle eye. The eye of the eagle can project for 3 whole miles and see its prey. It can project so far away that it sees any attack that might come its way. We have to get that sharp eye, that eye of discernment, that eye, that spiritual eye the Holy Spirit gives us so that we're able to see things coming at us when the enemy runs up on us. We don't back up. We stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And we let that enemy know, hey, I'll meet you. I'll come to you because that's what the Bible said. It said, don't be upset when you run into diverse temptations and you run into these distractions because that's all they are. Everything that is not of God is a distraction in our life, our families, our job, our friends, material things, our health. It's distractions because if we belong to God in Jesus Christ, He is obligated to take care of us. He is obligated to heal us. We would just believe. The ego is very strong and believes all things because he knows that God is the one that created them. They're up there in the air around God all the time. So they do worship that area. But we sometimes fall short because we take our focus off of God. We take our focus off of him, and then the enemy is allowed to come in and bring all kind of things to us. And sometimes we get in a weakened state where we need to jump right into worship. And it's not always easy to do, but God said we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we need to get a word on our heart. We need to get into the worship of the music because worship brings us up high. Worship causes us to glide freely in the Lord. Just like the eagle, they represent strength and power and authority, the same things that God gave us. He gave us all that in Jesus Christ. Sometimes we really don't understand the power and the authority that we have in him. And we just don't believe. We have to get to the point, and I'm talking to me. I don't know about you, but I'm talking to me. We have to get to that point of believing God that nothing bothers us. God, I'm yours. I'm doing your business. You will take care of my business. And we get to that point, but then we drop down. Soon as the enemy throw a little more so in there, well, you know, God didn't do this for you. How long you been praying for that? And how long you been? No, we got to give that devil a black eye. That's what I always say, and put him under our feet. I don't even want him behind me. I don't tell him to get behind me because surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. God put goodness and mercy to follow us all as his children. We just have to get into a point of strict obedience, and we have not gotten there, and God is not pleased with that because he loves us so much. He wants us to. We're his army, and he wants us. We're frontline people, and he wants us to be built for the enemy when he comes at us, and we will not turn back. The eagles, no matter how big the prey is, they don't let go and they don't stop. So they fight to death if necessary. We don't have to fight to death because Jesus already fought to death. He's our carcass. But we must stand in the armor of God. He gave us all of these things in the Word of God in Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 18. Do we stop and really, really decipher what that is saying? It's saying some things going to come up on you that you don't know about and that you have never had to deal with. But you're going to have to learn how to deal with these, and you can't wait till it happens. This world is changing very quickly, very quickly. There's some things coming our way that will cause somebody to have a heart attack or die or whatever, because they're not in Christ. But we who are in Christ, oh, my God, we who are in Christ, and I'm really trying to pull this into me. I believe the Lord and I love the Lord. I've been in this 39 years. Thank you, Lord. God knows what he's doing with us, the things that we have to go through. And we're like, God doesn't really love me because if he did, he wouldn't have me to go through this. But look at what Jesus Christ went through. Look at that. And I think sometimes we don't even realize just how much he was tortured, abused, skin and flesh ripped off of him. But we sometimes, it'll take all of that for us to do this. Yeah, it takes what God is calling us to do and more. But it's nothing compared to what Jesus has done for us. He showed us the way. He walked on this earth. He never sinned, period. Not once did he sin. So we can live in Christ and Christ in us. And he said in the scripture, he said, Father, he said, I have given them that you have given me. I've given them everything. That was in his prayer, one prayer to God. So we still have it this day. People will say, oh, well, that was back in the Bible days. That don't apply to us now. Yes, it does. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he died for our sins, for past, present, and future. And there's nothing that we can't ask him if we go wholeheartedly, if our heart is right. Sometimes we just don't even think about praying and worshiping God, but when it's come time for a need, there we are. There we are. And just like the eagles, God has already provided everything for them. He already provided everything for us too. But we have to take time out with God, time out for worship, time out for prayer, time out for the word and fasting, time out. That's a difficult thing for us because we get our days busy and we got plans to do this. We plan this and plan that. But we have to understand we make our plans, but it's God who directs our steps. Our steps are ordered by the Lord, and that's what God desires of us. For us to walk in the steps that he planned for us to walk in. But a lot of times, because we're not maybe as high up in him that as we should be, and maybe the Holy Spirit is not as developed in us as he should be, because we have to feed him. We must feed him. The word of God, prayer, all the things, because he doesn't know what to do with sin. So he balls up in a fetal position and goes to sleep because then the flesh takes over. Now, a lot of people, when they were received Christ, they received his spirit in their spirit, but then we have to continue on in order to grow from a baby to a teenager to an adult, what have you. It takes us nurturing ourselves to grow, or else we'll die. Same thing with the Holy Spirit. We must feed him every day. We must nourish him, just like the eagles do with their eaglets. They nourish them. But then it comes a time when their bed is not so comfortable, and they ruffle up the mother and the dad. They ruffle up everything, and the twigs and everything start sticking up, and the baby's just like, I got to get up out of here because it's not comfortable no more. And the mother and then father is like, yes, you need to go and get your own food. I'm not going to do it anymore for you. Christ has done for us everything that he can do, and he's given us his word. It's up to us now. What do you want to do, Madeline, with what God has given you? Because if we don't go through anything, we can't really help anyone else. God gave us the things that we go through so that he brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And he gave us these things so that we could pull somebody else out of darkness into his marvelous light. I have had a life and a half, I tell you. If I sat here and said everything, I know you would use a box of tissues and some more. And I used to say, why, God? Why? I'm a good girl. Why? And I just didn't realize it until I got older. But I had to go through everything. And it wasn't easy. But God kept me, even when I didn't have my focus on him. He kept me through it all. And now I'm able to minister to others that are going through that same thing or have gone through that same thing but have not been healed and delivered. And that is what all of us, God gives us that. We have to go through something. Jesus went through it, so we're going to have to. But thank God it ain't nothing like he went through, and we praise God for that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God desires us to come close to him, to have more intimate relationship with him, but we can't come any kind of way. We can't go to God any kind of way. Uh-uh. God wants us to come to him with a sincere heart. Look, God, I'm tired of this world. I'm tired of the way I've been used and abused and beaten and all the things and starved and raped, all different things. God, I'm tired. And he says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. I will give you rest and peace. And the eagles, when the storms come in for them, they just rise above it and do their nice gliding around the heavens, around up there with God. Now, who knows what the relationship is with them, but they're God's masterpiece also, especially that bald eagle, because he's the country's eagle. He is on the country's coin. He's very popular, eagle. So to have that popularity and everything, that eagle knows something. God put that eagle in position to do everything that eagle knows how to do and to rise up in him when things get too hard and too rough, the storms come, rise up and worship him. Them full big wings, they glide, they worship him. And that's what we have to learn to do. We don't have any choice, I'm telling you. Everybody that belongs to the Lord can feel something's coming. But God said he has prepared us. Did we receive the preparation of the gospel? To ask ourselves that. James 4 and 8 tells us that when we draw closer to God, by resisting the devil, he will flee. And God promises us to draw close to us when he sees true repentance and purity given to him with all our heart. And Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own. And that's what we always do. We lean to our own understanding. No. What did God say? In all our ways, acknowledge him. Matthew 6 and 33. He tells us, seek. That means try to find it until you're done seeking. Seek the Lord, our heart. So we're supposed to seek the Lord. And then he said, and his righteousness, thank you, Holy Spirit, seek the Lord and his righteousness. And his righteousness means his way of doing things, his way of living. We try to seek the Lord and do our thing and do what we want to do. He said, no, it doesn't work like that. He said, seek me and do things my way. It's a learning process, but I'm giving it to you. You can do it. We can do all things, again, through Christ who strengthens us. And he said, then I will add all these things unto you. God already knows what we need, even before we pray for it. He's our creator. He made us. He knows everything about us. The hair on our head. He knows everything about us. So we don't keep nothing from God anyway. And he's right there to care for us. He loves us that much. I don't know who would give up their son to be treated like Jesus was. I just don't know. And I have to sorrowly hang my head because, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Only wonder what Mary was going through. But we thank God for Jesus and all that he has done. In Psalms 145, verse 18, the Lord is near to all who call on him in truth without guile. That's the Amplified Version. Guile meaning sin. So he don't want us playing no games. And he know when we're playing or when we're not. He knows when we're sincere. He knows. Number two, this is another reason that God has given us. If we want to become a strong eagle Christian, we have to walk in that. The Bible says walk in the Spirit, and then you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Are we walking in the Spirit? We really have to check these things. Madeline, you check these things. Like I said, I'm talking to me. And anybody else who want to grab onto it, grab, because we need to check ourselves. He said, you decide this day who you're going to serve. You want to serve Baal? Serve him. And when we come to Christ to serve him, we release ourselves, our life, and everything totally to him. That's why he says, count up the cost. Count up the cost. And then come to me, if you will. Because he never forces himself on us. Never, ever. But he's always right there, even when we mess up. That's the kind of loving God that we have. And we're just so grateful for that. Now, I just want to leave a couple of principles here from that we can learn from the eagle. When the eagle flies high altitudes, not being with low-life birds like sparrows or small birds or any other kind, no dirt, we need to team up with like-minded Christians in the unity of Christ. Because the eagles know how to unify. They all come together. But we have a hard time with that. We as God's people, it has to be this one doing it, that one leading it, or that one leading it, my church to hold it, and the building. That's not the church. The church is in us. So therefore, we have one God, one faith, one baptism, one Lord in us and through us all. So why can't we just come together? Nobody's going to get anything better than the other. But if we come together and unify ourselves as the body of Christ, what a great move that would be. The church is sleeping right now. All kind of things are happening and going on. And we've got to wake up. And we've got to get in position because we are front line. We are God's military. Number two. Eagles have strong vision with the ability to focus on objects up to 3 miles away, like I said. We have to keep our focus on Jesus and keep our focus strong and sharp and don't lose sight. Once an eagle focuses in on its prey, they don't take their eyes off of it one time. Never. Never. And that's how we have to learn to be. God said, this is a race. Keep running. Keep running. Come on. Keep your focus on me, God is telling us. Once we drop that focus, we're in trouble because that opens the door for the enemy. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's a piece of cake or anything like that, but if we call on Jesus, if we do what he wants us to, if we get in that position of prayer, fasting, worship, reading the word, ministering with other Christians, other Christians. God, be careful with that word because now everybody's a Christian. But I'm talking about Christ-like, eagle-spirited people who know their God, who do know their God. And who has the Holy Spirit, who feeds the Holy Spirit, who worships God with all their heart, who loves God with all their heart, who trusts God with all their heart. This is what God is looking for. He's looking for a people of true worshipers, true worshipers. It's in the worship many times when we're crying. We can still worship God. It's in the worship that he feels it, that he sees about his people, his sons and daughters. Oh, my, thank you, Lord. In order to succeed, we must have clear focus and remain focused no matter what and never allow distractions to get in our way. Jesus didn't let nothing get in his way. He could have stopped it at any point. He could have said, God, I'm not doing this. No, this is a bit much. He did ask him, could the cup pass? The answer was no, so he drank the cup. Today, Will you drink the cup? Madden, will you drink the cup? We must grow in the Lord. He's got everything, everything. We don't even have to fear. He said, I've not given you the spirit of fear. No, but of love. He gave us a sound mind. People out here say, I'm losing my mind. Girl, I don't know what's going on. I said, hold it right there. You are not losing your mind. Don't say that. We have to speak things as though they were. They can come forth because our mouth is so powerful. Our mouth is powerful. We can speak out whatever we want, and that's what is going out in the airwaves and coming back. Just like the eagle's beak, it is powerful. It's got a clamp, a serious clamp, like one we could ever know. When it clamps down on its prey, he's like, I got you. And the prey's like, well, we going to fight. The eagle's like, okay, let's fight. When the enemy comes our way, I got you. No, you don't, because I got Jesus. And I'll show you don't have me, because I'm ready to go in my word, fast, and pray, and play my worship to God. See? We thank God. We thank God because he's such a wonderful God. Like you said, this Bible, basic instructions before leaving Earth. That's the Bible. And we thank God for that. And people who really love us do not let us down, but they push us hard to grow and prosper in the Lord. In the Lord. Eagles don't always have a soft and easy life either, nor will we. But just as eagles illustrate the love for God and the beauty of God in them, God is calling us to wait on him, to learn how to soar higher in him, and to care more for him than anything else. If God asked us right now to leave our home, leave everything and walk out of it. Will we do that? Some of these questions come up and it's like, wow. And it kind of lets us know where we're, are we balanced or do I need to rise up some more? And certainly we do. Certainly we do. We all need to rise up some more. And God has given us opportunity now. He's still giving us opportunity. But there's going to come a time that this opportunity that he has given us so graciously right now will not be available to us. Then what? Then what? The eagles can rise on up hot closer to God. Do we have enough power and authority? Have we fed the Holy Spirit enough that he is strong, mighty, and powerful in us? We got to ask ourselves these questions. And if we find that the answer is no, we got some work to do. We got some work to do. As in Ephesians 4:13 says, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we haven't gotten to the level where he wants us to be. We must reach a level of Christian maturity in the Lord that is going to lift us higher. Because when he comes back, I'm going to be left down here. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit that's going to lift us to the clouds when he puts out his hand for us. Are we going to be able to go up with him? Are we able to meet him? But all the scripture says, but they that wait upon the Lord, hallelujah, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings on the eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God reminds us here that the strongest may stumble and fall, but those who trust in him have a strength that this world cannot offer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you. I praise you, Father God. We exalt you. We bless you, Lord. You are so worthy, hallelujah. Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your precious Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is our Savior, Lord, Provider, Protector, and so much more. We also thank and praise you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for loving us and saving us through faith in your holy begotten Son's name, the name of Jesus. We honor you for the care you give to all your children, your faithful people. We praise and worship you for the times in our lives when you have stirred us up and allow us to go through difficult times. We understand that these seasons have and do help us to strengthen our faith and grow in your grace and in the knowledge of you and your purpose for your kingdom people. We bless you for your faithfulness, your care, your love, your mercy, hallelujah, and ongoing love. In Jesus' name, we pray and give you thanks. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, wow. You tie everything up. Hallelujah. And these are questions. I was asking myself, writing those questions. We really have to go through, you know, ask these questions and see where we are. And like you said, Pastor Madeline, not only once, but every now and then we need to, you know, do a self-evaluation of ourselves.
Amen.
Yeah, to see where we are. We don't want to, you know, don't do it. And then before you know it, the Lord comes and we're not with him. So this is, you know, the pointers were very, very good. You tied everything up together. Thank you so much. You tied it up.
To God be the glory, Apostle.
Yeah, being the front line. Yes, and we're in the front line. We should be prepared to be in the front line.
Amen.
And so we have to be prepared and come together in unity and oneness. And that's the word the Lord spoke to me about. Unity.
Amen.
Oneness.
Amen. Yes, we need each other in this body. We need to be fitly joined together like he calls us to be.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Because this battle that we have to face, we have to be together in unity and oneness. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the word this evening. I'm going to open the line for anyone who wants to say something. So anyone can say something. Let me open the line. Thank you, Pastor. Let me open the line.
Conference unmuted.
Hallelujah. The line is open. If anyone wants to say something, and those that are on the radio, all you need to do is press 1 on your keypad, and I'll see and open it for you. Hallelujah. Wow. That was really tying it, you know, together. Hallelujah. The line is open. If you want to say something, you can go ahead and say something cool. Don't be shy. Many of you have been with us all week. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you. More was added. More was added.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, more teaching, more wisdom was added. I give God a praise for you, woman of God. This is Mother May from Trenton, New Jersey. And I just want to bless God for what he has used you to give unto us. It is a blessing. It is a blessing, especially your illustration of going back and forth, comparing Jesus Christ with us and what he went through. And how what we are going through is nothing in comparison. I love that. and also have the mother eagles set up on the nest at time, and God being a mother eagle. I love that. I love that, that he is the mother eagle indeed.
Mm-hmm.
I give you all the praise, woman of God. Thank you for great insight. Thank you for so
with
much
God's glory. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. You see, God blessed Abraham so that Abraham will be a blessing to others. So when God blesses someone with knowledge and the person gives that knowledge to others, it is a blessing. So I just want to bless God for you that you could share with us tonight. I was truly blessed, and I want to bless God for that. Thank you so much, Apostle Marco and Apostle Alvin, for bringing her on. For bringing this wonderful woman of God on. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. One of the things, too, I like when she said in Psalm 145 is a song I say all the time. And they that call upon the Lord he will answer you. You got to call upon him in truth. You know, sometimes we call upon the Lord, and we're not calling upon him in truth. And then when we want him, you know, to answer us when we're not being transparent, and he already sees sees everything.
Amen.
The things I pray all the time. I love Psalm 145. I go over it step by step all the time. But we're so excited, we're happy that you came, Pastor Madeline Army, in the same Sunshine Group on Fridays at 2. And we've been having a great time with Apostle Mary. Learning.
Yeah.
We all learning. We you know, we learning. Mother May and I, we're in another, we're in our classes.
Amen.
And we growing, you know, you have, like you said, growing in the Lord, growing, studying. You can never study too much. You cannot grow too much. You just constantly, the Lord is always, you know, teaching and revealing and more things to us. And sometimes we think we have it all. But no, we don't have it all. We're always learning.
Mm-mm.
And that's what I like about it. And then to listen to other teachers. I love to glean from other, you know, from others, you know. And then you get filled up, you know, praise God. So we appreciate you, Pastor. And we just want to say thank you. If anyone else, let me look on the radio to see if anyone else want to say something. Just press 1 on your keypad, and I'll open the line for you. Hallelujah. Well, if there's no one else, I'm just going to do a closing prayer. And before I do this closing prayer, I have promised the Almighty God that we're going to extend an invitation to receive Jesus Christ.
Conference muted.
Hallelujah. To receive Jesus Christ. So we're going to extend this invitation, this evening is never too late. Hallelujah. To those that are here right now and to those that will listen to this broad at another time, or might just hear it, this is the most important decision of your life that you can make, to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. It is not too late. Accept Jesus into your heart as Lord. Acknowledge your sin and brokenness and ask him for forgiveness. Repent and make a change in your life to live in service to Jesus, loving God and doing good to others. Don't wait to make a decision as important as eternity. You don't have to be perfect to become a Christian. That's what Jesus is for. He wants you right now just as you are. He will work within you, forming you into the person he wants you to become. pray and ask him into your life, acknowledging him as your Savior and the only true path to God the Father. Works wouldn't get you into heaven. Only faith in Jesus will. And this evening, you still have that choice to make. Tomorrow may be late. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:16-17 and 9 tells us how to receive salvation. And those who are backslidden, you can come into the back into the kingdom where God wants to redeem us, save us, and Jesus paid that for us. Tomorrow might be too late. So if you're listening to this now or at another time, anyone, the invitation is extended to you. Just say this prayer after me. Dear God, I want to be a part of your family. You said in your word that if I acknowledge that you raised Jesus from the dead and that I accept him as my Lord and Savior, I would be saved. So God, I now say that I believe you raised Jesus from the dead and that he is alive and well. And I accept him now as my personal Lord and Savior. I accept my salvation from sin right now. I am now saved. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Savior. Thank you, Father, for forgiving me, saving me, and giving me eternal life with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. To those who have received Christ are coming to the sheepfold of Jesus Christ. The angels are rejoicing. The Bible tells us they're rejoicing in heaven right now because over you, hallelujah, we welcome you back into the kingdom of God. Find a Bible-believing church. Read your Bible every day. Spend time praying and learning the Word of God. Fellowship with other Christians. Share your faith in Christ with others. Hallelujah. So we welcome you into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. You can, if you're on, you can contact us if you wish to. My number is, I'm a postal Marco Burboyu, and my number is 919-931-3716. 919-931-3716, or you can email us at iamprayers@gmail.com. We welcome you into the kingdom of God. Now we're going to close with a prayer this evening for Pastor and for everyone who is here this evening. Father, just feel your spirit. Hallelujah, your sweet Holy Spirit. Oh, I thank you for your presence this evening. I thank you, Lord, that you use your daughter mightily. I thank you, Lord, for using her to tie things over and adding more so that we can ponder over these things. And, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will convict our hearts. Hallelujah. We do not want to lose our salvation. We prefer the chastisement, oh God, so that we can be corrected and live a life holy unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, as Pastor Madeline has poured into us, pour and overflow into her. Continue to bless her ministry in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to take her from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from favor to favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give her the desires of her heart according to your will, plan, and purpose for her life. We thank you that the seed that she's planted it will remain and produce fruit and in due season. So we bless you for Pastor. We give you the glory. We give you the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Lord, I ask you to bless each and everyone that's joined us. Bless all the speakers that spoke. Bless them. Bless everyone that joined us this week. And those who will listen, Lord, bless each and every family. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your presence. For in your presence, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. You're such a faithful God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We want to thank you again for joining us, and we pray that everyone have a wonderful, wonderful, and blessed evening and safe weekend. Stay in the presence of the Lord. We bless God for you. We appreciate you. Pastor Madeline, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen and amen. I'm going to end with the song of Moses. Hallelujah.
Oh, the Lord, our strength and song, highest praise to him belong. Christ the Lord, the conquering King, your name we raise, your triumph sing. Praise the Lord, a mighty warrior. Praise the Lord, the glorious one. By his hand we stand in victory. By his name we overcome. The Lord shall